And here he is from CanadianThinker.com and, of course, FreddieP.ca. Our good friend, blogger Fred Patterson joins us in his regular Monday spot. Hey there, Fred.
Hey, boys. How are we today?
Well, I think we're doing better than you. You were just saying that there's a little mishap going on there?
Well, it's funny. I mean, you know, I have one of the standard coffee makers, and I put the coffee in it and turned it on. I'm sitting here going, why isn't this thing brewing? Like, what the hell is wrong with this? Is it broken? And then I realized I didn't put the water in.
Nice going.
Yeah, so I'm getting an odd smell here, and, well, you know, it's overheating.
Welcome to Monday. There you are. So
yeah,
much like the odd smells we get here in the booth from time to time, but it's not for, well, maybe the coffee is the cause of that. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, another thing that's just stinking things up seems to be the Liberal campaign as we head into week three here, Freddie. A new poll out this morning says that we are heading for a conservative majority. And the Liberals really have got themselves to blame, it looks like.
Yeah, I just was reading an article in the National Post. A reporter went up around the Sudbury area, which is usually Liberal, and it looks like it's going to stay Liberal. And it's quite the phenomenon, you know, in this country. They have a horrible campaign, and yes, at this point, the Conservatives are leading by 14 or 15 points or whatever, but I'm still not convinced that on Election Day, we're going to see that difference. Mm-hmm. I still think we'll probably see a Conservative minority. But it is interesting, from the respect that the Liberals can botch their campaign so badly, and Stephan Dion can look like such a ridiculous, weak-kneed leader, yet this, to my mind, this party is still going to be right in there. I really believe it.
Well, we'll see, yeah, when the rubber hits the road come Election Day, but I thought it was kind of humorous. One French commentator, where they're even getting beat in Quebec, Stephan Dion's backyard, he was saying the only red signs he sees right now in Quebec are stop signs.
No, I agree, but remember, this election is going to be won and lost in Ontario. And, you know, people within the Liberal Party just must be shaking their head because they had that convention last year and they had Bob Rae and Nahia there, you know, they were 1 and 2. And you just got to think that if either one of those guys were the leader right now, how much better off they would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stephan Dion's even making comments now about people aren't, you know, are being intolerant towards his ability to speak English. Well, yeah, we'd like to know what you're saying, you know, to some degree.
It would also help if you weren't related to Celine Dion, by the way, which he seems to cover up pretty good, too.
Is he really?
He is, yes. They're distant cousins, I believe.
Oh, see, you learn something every day.
Just another reason not to, you know, like the man.
But I'll tell you, this thing isn't over yet. I just still have that feeling that despite the polling, that Ontario is going to carry Liberal again. And I just don't understand it. Like, maybe the Conservatives, maybe Stephen Harper made a big mistake holding this election during the American election, because I still, day-to-day, when people talk election in this country, they're still talking about Obama and McCain.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even paying attention to our election.
Well, I think the problem is, Freddie, politics has become like the star system now, right? We pay more attention to what's going on in Hollywood than we do what's going on in our own backyard, and the same thing is happening with American versus Canadian politics.
You nailed it. So, I mean, if people paid more attention to the politics in this country, I'm sure the Conservatives might be up by 30 or 40 points. I mean, how could they not be?
Well,
you know, it's a funny country. It really is. And, you know, we still have 3 weeks to go, and I think at the last minute, a lot of people are going to be jittery, and they're just going to vote Liberal like they always have. And that will, I'll find that so disgusting, MacArthur.
Well, we will see, yes, if the Liberal brand can carry them through here, as we're with Fred Patterson from CanadianThinker.com. You know what? We just went on this big diatribe, but we are going to speak a little American politics ourselves here this morning, Freddie.
Yeah,
interesting comment here from columnist Heather Malik, who's taken some heat south of the border. She writes for CBC.ca, and basically in her latest column, she called Sarah Palin white trash.
And compared her to a porn star with her full lips, and then took shots at Palin's family. And listen, if you read FreddieP.ca or Canadian Thinker, I take shots at politicians as well. But you don't attack their families, and you don't attack them personally in that manner, where she compares her to a porn star and a redneck, and you know her husband's a roughneck, and shots that she took at her kid, and especially it shouldn't happen on the public broadcasting system in Canada. It's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it way over the line. You know what? Sarah Palin probably is, you know, not ready for that job and probably shouldn't be one heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States. But call it on reason. Call it on, you know, on the issues.
Mm-hmm.
What Malik did, it was just vicious. And, you know, I hate to say it, but so CBC.
Yeah. Well, is it hard to kind of separate that when she's supposed to be for family values, Freddie? And here she is. She got married and gave birth 8 months later. Now she's got a pregnant teenage daughter herself. It seems to me that she talks a talk but doesn't maybe walk the walk.
Who, Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Super. You're right. Yeah, so don't vote for her. Exactly. I'm not defending Sarah Palin. I'm attacking Heather Malik for what she wrote. I think she went over the line. And, you know, it's all fun and games. You know, people, depending, you know, what party you support, you know, there's a lot of liberals and a lot of Democrats in the United States would probably love what Heather Malik wrote. But I that's my issue, and I write about it on my blog today at freddiep.ca. You know, Sarah Palin may be the biggest waste of time there ever was, but where Malik went on the CBC website is way out of line. That's my point.
All right. Well, you can read more about it.
Do you not agree? Do you not agree?
I do agree with you. I think the language she used in the column, as you said, comparing her to a porn star, way, way out of line. Because, I mean, trust me, I certainly wouldn't want to be judged on my looks. I can tell you that right now.
Well, how about me? If I was running for prime minister, all people would talk about is my breasts.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you can also view at freddiep.ca. Fred, we got to get out of here. Thanks as always. We'll talk again next Monday.
Loving you, boys.
There goes Fred Patterson from CanadianThinker.com and, of course, his own blog at freddiep.ca.